doing another Iyun by Nechama Leibovitz, and we're already getting a sense of her style and her approach. Today I'm bringing the board, so I hope everyone will be able to see it. I'm just going to keep it up here. Can you see me as well? I'm going to move back a little. It's, you'll understand without it. It's just, number one, a tribute to Nechama Leibovitz and a tribute to my father, who says, how can you teach, you know, he's in Shamayim looking down right now, but how can you teach these kind of ideas without having a board? So I'm going to show both sides, don't worry, but this is a tribute to both Nechama, but all, and especially my father, because for this Iyun, it's very important to see the language and to understand, right, what is going on. So here we are. We are doing the Iyun, Mi Anochi Ki Alech El Paro. In the English, it is page 38 on the booklets. In the English, it's 38. So I want you to all find, if you want to follow in the English, it's 38. And in the Hebrew, it's 32? Okay, in the English, it's 38. In the Hebrew, it's 32. So you'll be able to follow very easily. Mi anochi ki alech el paro? The question is, why and what is Moshe saying when he refuses to go to Paro? Hashem appears to Moshe at the sneh, at the burning bush, and he tells Moshe that I want to choose you to go to Paro. And Moshe refuses, and he refuses five times. So, as usual, Nechama is going to start with the Pesukim themselves. So let's look at the Pesukim themselves. We're in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Yud Gimel, Perek Dalet Pasuk Aleph, Dalet Pasuk Yud, and Dalet Pasuk Yud Gimel. We have all the responses of Moshe. And if you look at the beginning of all the responses, we see the word for response number one. Vayomer Moshe Elokim, Mi Anochi Ki Elech El Paro, V'chi Otzi Et Bnei Yisrael Mimitzrayim. Right? Who am I that I'm going to go to Paro and I'm going to take Bnei Yisrael out from Mitzrayim? That's what Moshe answers. I have Moshe's request, Hashem's request on top. That's why I have that other pasuk. But Moshe answers, right? Vayomer Moshe. Moshe says, who am I? And then the next time, what does Moshe respond? In Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel, he says, oh, Vayomer Moshe El Elokim. Moshe's saying to Hashem, I'm going to come to Bnei Yisrael, Ma'omar Elohim. What am I going to say to them? How are they going to believe me? So two times Moshe starts his refusal. The Torah says, Vayomer, Vayomer. And then refusal number three, what do we have? Vayaan. And Moshe responds to Hashem and says, they're not going to believe me and not listen to my voice. Because what are they going to say? Lo nirai lech Hashem. They're going to fight against me. But then we refer back and we come to the word Vayomer. Moshe says to Hashem, he says, I'm not a man of words. Not yesterday, not the day before, not from the first day you spoke to me. So we have twice Vayomer. The response is the word Vayomer, Vayomer. Then we have the Torah uses the word Vayaan. And then we have Vayomer and Vayomer again. Look at Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayomer, Moshe says, Be Hashem. Shlach nabiyat tishlach. Send whoever you want to send. So what's fascinating here is we have five refusals. The first two are introduced with the word Vayomer, and he said. But the third one is started with the word Vayaan, and he responded. But then we go back to Vayomer and Vayomer. So first, at the get-go, Nechama wants to respond to that. Why do we have this change in language by the Torah with the five refusals? Aren't they all the same? So she's quoting Kasuto, who is a modern Israeli literary approach in the 1930s. He's a traditional scholar, not religious in the classical sense, but a traditional scholar. He is, follows traditional values. He believes right in the unity of the Torah, and as we said for Nechama, she's only going to use individuals who see the entire unity of the Torah, no one who believes in biblical criticism. And he was a linguist, and he says, what's the difference when you have Vayomer and Vayaan? Vayaan usually says, okay, we're now bringing a new approach, which means now there's a new element in Moshe's refusal. So the first two are similar, and then now we're going to a different kind of direction of his refusals. And that's why we have the word Vayaan. So Nechama wants to bring in this linguistic comment to show why do we have Vayomer, Vayomer, Vayaan, Vayomer, Vayomer, that there is a change in direction here, but all five responses are answering Hashem why he doesn't want to go on this mission. So Nechama brings that because she has a linguistic idea that she wants to impart. Oh, you have to be careful with the language. So what does Vayaan mean? Oh, there's kind of a new direction in what we're going to say about what Moshe wants to say about his refusals. That it gets a little more intense as they go on. But Nechama is mostly interested in the overall content of the refusals, and then she's going to analyze refusal number one, which is what we're going to be doing mostly in this Iyun today. But it's very interesting. After she does this linguistic suggestion, we're seeing a change in his refusals within all the refusals, she really wants to go to the environment, to the content, to the experience of Moshe speaking to Hashem. And what does she do? She is bringing Midrashim. She's bringing the Shmot Rabbah. And what does she want to develop when she's bringing the Shmot Rabbah? She wants to develop the environment. She wants to envelop the whole setup of what's going on here. And what is she saying? Look at the first Shmot Rabbah. Vayomar Moshe el Hashem bi Adoni. Amar Moshe l'Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ata Adon HaOlam. V'chi ata rotze sheyeh shaliach? You're the master of the universe. You want me to be your messenger? How can I be your messenger? And how many days, according to the Midrash, was Moshe standing at the Sneh? It's 7 days. Each language, if you look at Perek Dalet Pasuk Yud, Lo Ish Dvarim Anochi, I'm not a man of words, not from yesterday, Gam Mitmol, Gam Mishilshom, Gam also from 3 days ago, also from when you spoke to me. So the Midrash is saying the Gam and the word of yesterday and the day before shows that Moshe was there a week. He's standing a week at the Sneh speaking to Hashem. So this conversation is taking a long time. This is not just, Hashem speaks to Moshe and they're having this discussion and it happens in one little discussion. No, this big discussion of sending him on this unbelievable mission cannot be a one-time deal. This is a long process where Moshe is at the Sneh and Hashem is speaking to him. And then, right, he has different answers because he's looking at it from different angles. We also have another Midrash that Nechama quotes. Look at Shmot Rabbah Gimel, Pasuk Kaf Aleph. And the Shmot Rabbah says, what else did Moshe say to Hashem? Amar Moshe lifnei HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Bi Ata Rotze Ligol Banav Shel Avraham? You want me to redeem the people of Avraham? Shlach nabiyati shlach. Send someone else. When you wanted to save Lot, didn't you send angels, malachim? Which means I'm just a person, flesh and blood. How are you sending me on this mission to send all of Bnei Israel? When you wanted to save Lot, who's just Avraham's nephew, you send angels. So now to send and save a whole nation, you're just going to send me, a person, a flesh and blood? So what does Nechama want to emphasize by using these midrashim? That Moshe really felt inadequate for the job. This is taking a long time. He's standing in front of Hashem for a very long time, and this is not just a one-stop deal. So what is happening here? Moshe is feeling the onerous burden of this message, and he can't really stand in the presence of God and feel that he is adequate and he can do this job. Yeah?
How did he know about Lot?
Well, the Midrash is saying, all of our great people knew all the events that happened before. This is in the Midrashic literature. The assumption is the knowledge of all the events that happened before, even before the Torah was given. This is like a tradition that we have, and also Moshe was brought up in his Jewish family when he was very young, and he was able to hear a lot of the family traditions. So what is Nechama's point? Nechama is setting the stage. What is happening at the Sinai? It's a seven-day affair. Moshe feels inadequate. He's standing in front of Hashem in the burning bush. So now, how does he have this first refusal? What is Moshe's first refusal, and what was Hashem's request? So that is the idea that we are discussing. So what did Nechama do? She's setting all the psukim. She's setting all of his refusals. And now she's showing, oh, what's the content? And also, what is the setting? How does he feel within this setting? He feels very small. He doesn't feel that he could save Bnei Israel. Who is he? Right? Moshe doesn't feel like he has what it takes. So now Nechama is going to try to explain. So what was his first refusal? And why does he say it in this language? So what do we have to look back to? We have to look back to what Hashem's request was. So as we saw in Nechama's Iyunim and how she builds something, she doesn't always bring all the sources that you need in the beginning. She's going to give them to you, kima kima, a little, in order to build this drama that is the Shi'ur. So now she says, let's look at the request. Why does Moshe refuse from the get-go when Hashem asks him to save Bnei Israel? What was there even in the first request that Moshe realized that this is too much for him? So now we have to go back to Hashem's first request. And that's what I have here. Ve'ata lecha ve'eshlachecha el paro. Hashem's request to Moshe, the first request that Hashem is making, is now, I'm going to send you to Paro, and what's going to happen as a result? Ve'hotzei et ami b'nei Yisrael mimitzrayim. And you're going to take out b'nei Yisrael, who are my nation, from Mitzrayim. So Hashem is saying, I'm sending you, and you're going to take Bnei Israel out. And what is Moshe's response, right? Vayomer Moshe el Elokim. What is his response? Mi anochi ki elech el paro. That's a good response. Hashem's saying, I'm sending you to Paro. And he says, who am I to go to Paro? And what does he say in the end? V'chiotzi et Bnei Israel mi Mitzrayim. Because Hashem said, take Bnei Israel out from Mitzrayim. So Moshe's answering, very obviously, to each part of Hashem's request. Go to Paro and take Bnei Israel out. But Nechama wants to bring in, okay, let's see what the Parshanim say. What is he saying? On a pshat level, he's answering each piece as Hashem says it. I'm sending you. He says, who am I to be sent? He says, you'll take Bnei Israel out. And he says, and I'll be able to take Bnei Israel out. So it seems pshat, there's nothing to discuss. It is obvious. Moshe's responding exactly to what Hashem says. But Nechama wants to show who is the ace here who will totally understand what's going on. And she is bringing Rashi. One of the pieces that Nechama really brought to her parshanut, in the sense of what she wanted to teach individuals, is to be sensitive to Rashi, to be sensitive to Midrash, and see that many times they are giving a much bigger picture than what we would expect or what we think when we're just looking at the pshat. So what is Rashi's explanation? And is he explaining it in the ultimate right way or not? That is Nechama's question here, what she wants to bring out. So what is Rashi's response? Rashi answers, Ve'ata lecha ve'shlachecha el paro. I'm going to send you to Paro. Ve'im tomar, but if you will say, ma to'il ve'hotzei et ami, yo'ilu dvarecha ve'totzi'em misham. What is Rashi explaining? When I send you, you might ask and you might respond, ma to'il, like, who am I? How will I be able to take Bnei Israel out? Hashem is saying, yo'ilu dvarecha ve'totzi'em misham. Your words will be sufficient. You'll be able to take Bnei Israel out because your words are going to be sufficient. You'll be able to do this job. So we have the pkuda, we have the mission, right? And then we have a promise that he's going to be successful in this mission. And that's why Rashi is explaining, yeah, Oh, are you going to be able to do this job? Absolutely you could do this job. That's what Hashem is telling Moshe. You're absolutely going to be successful. Your words are going to be successful, and you'll take B'nai Yisrael out. And yet, for Moshe's refusal, what does Rashi explain? Mi anochi ma'ani chashuv ledaber im lachim. Who am I to be important to speak to kings? So Rashi is saying, ma chashuv ani, how am I important ledaber im lachim, to speak to kings, right? Am I important to speak to kings? I can't speak to kings, right? How can I speak to kings? And he says, v'chi otzi et b'nei Yisrael mimitzrayim, even if I'm important to speak to kings, mazachu Yisrael shiaseh lahem nes v'otziyam mimitzrayim. So even if I'm important and I can speak to kings, are b'nei Yisrael worthy that I should get them out? So not only is he asking, am I important? He's also asking, are B'nai Yisrael worthy? So the first part is he says, am I worthy, right? Rashi is saying, am I worthy to go out to speak? But the second part is, are B'nai Yisrael worthy? That is Moshe's response, which means, how would we understand this? Hashem is saying, I'm going to send you, and you'll take them out. How would we understand it without Rashi? We would understand, oh, am I worthy, and am I worthy to take B'nai Yisrael out? And yet Rashi says, no, the first part is about Moshe thinks he's inadequate. But the second part, he's saying, are B'nai Yisrael worthy? Which means Rashi is flipping now what the second part of his refusal is about. It's not just about himself. He's wondering if B'nai Yisrael are worthy. Listen, they've been in slavery for all this time. He feels he's not worthy, but are B'nai Yisrael worthy? What changed that B'nai Yisrael now are going to be worthy that you're going to take them out? And also he's wondering, my success also relies on what? How worthy they are. So Rashi is saying these are two things together. This is Moshe about himself and Moshe about B'nai Yisrael. Not just Moshe asking about himself. So Nechama is presenting Rashi. Then she presents the Rashbam. And what does the Rashbam explain? The Rashbam is saying, ah, mi anochi, what is he saying? Now look very carefully at the words of the Rashbam. Who's the Rashbam? Rashi's grandson. And Rashbam was a great Pashtan. The Rashbam prided himself in doing a lot of parshanut, a lot of commentary, but he wrote a lot of pshat. Rashbam was involved in some disputations with the Christians and felt that it was very important that we also have a perush that is just pshat. Because once you go into Midrash, the Christians can say, oh, we're also using Midrash. So all of these psukim really refer to Messiah, that refers to Yeshu, that refers to all these different things. So the Rashbam felt, and also just in general, pshat is important. How do you understand pshat? Where Rashi did a lot of pshat and drash. So Rashbam says, I'm going to be the Pashtan. I am now going to bring back this interest in pshat. And what does Rashbam, what does he do in the beginning of his perush? He says, "Misha rotzela amod alikar pshutan shel mikraot halalu." If you want to understand the simple explanation of these things, yaskil beperushi ze will be enlightened with my perush. Ki harishonim, because the ones before me, lo hevinu bo klalu klal, because the ones who are interpreting before me did not understand this at all. Now we know, who is Rashbam speaking about? His grandfather, Rashi. Now, you have to understand, Rashbam loves Rashi. He worships Rashi. He's his grandfather. He learned in the Beis Medrash. He continues a lot of some of the Perushim, and especially in the Gemaras that Rashi wasn't able to finish, the Rashbam finishes it. Rashbam is a huge Talmid Chacham that looks up to his grandfather, but he feels that the derech of pshat in Torah, and just pshat, is very important. So he brings in this perush with clearly an eye to his grandfather's perush. And what does he say? What is Moshe answering. Let's keep to the pshat. If we keep to the pshat, what is Moshe answering? I can't go to Paro, and I won't be successful to take Bnei Israel out of Mitzrayim. Because what is the Rashbam saying? The Rashbam is saying, yeah, you see, he's answering the first part of the first part of the question, and the second, it's all about himself. He feels inadequate. He says, who am I to go to Paro, even if I bring him presents? And I am the greatest diplomat that ever lived. Why would he want to give his slaves freedom just on my say-so? So clearly, says Rashbam, these refusals are all about Moshe. I am not worthy. I cannot go into the house of Paro and just say, send Bnei Israel out, and he's going to listen to me. Which means, what is Rashbam focusing on? Moshe is speaking about himself. There is no way that I'm going to be successful on this mission because I don't have that speaking ability, right? I don't have enough gifts in order to convince Paro, and they're his slaves. He's making so much money off of them. Why would he listen to me to send them away? So we see this argument between Rashi, right, and Rashbam. Now look what Nechama is saying. What side do you think, I gave it all away a little in the beginning, but what side would you think Nechama as, oh, I love Pshat, what side of this argument would she take? Rashbam. We would expect her to take the Rashbam's side because he is really explaining it according to what we understand pshat. You have the first part of the pasuk, the second part of the pasuk, and how's Moshe answering? The first one to match the first, and the second one to match the second. It's all about Moshe. I won't be able to take Bnei Israel out of Mitzrayim. But what Nechama does, she says, no. If you're looking to Rashbam, he is focused only on the text, but not the context. What Nechama wanted to really develop a lot in her shiurim and in her teaching method is that when you learn Torah, you don't only look at the text, at the words. What's the bigger picture? What is the context where all this is happening? And she criticizes Rashbam for being too slavishly following the literal meaning of these specific words without thinking of the bigger context. And she calls him a rationalist. And she calls him someone who's running after Pshuto Shel Mikra. There was always a debate in the medieval time between those who wanted a more expansive explanation, and you include Drash and you include other things, as opposed to the group, right, who were Rote Fei HaPshat, people who run after the Pshat, just exclusively looking at the Pshat, but not looking at anything else. So Nechama is saying, Rashbam is a Rodef HaPshat. He's just looking at these details. What's important to understand here? And Nechama uses, and again, as we said, she's also very much speaking to her time period. And she said, is Moshe like in a command center when there's a war and he's in the war room and he's deciding, okay, what is our best strategy? What is Nechama bringing in? Nechama saying, remember, where is Moshe at this point? And now we understand why she brought those midrashim. He's at the Sneh. He's seeing Hashem and the burning bush. He is finding that Hashem is approaching him for the first time. He is terrified. He's afraid to look at the Sneh. He has to take off his shoes. He's moving back, and Hashem has to pull him forward, which means this is not someone who is assured of himself standing and arguing with Hashem. This is his first confrontation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to remember the context. Moshe is at the Sneh. He is not just, in his living room, feeling very confident, and Hashem is approaching him. So Nechama then brings all these psukim to help us remember where Moshe is. So what is the language, right? Hashem calls to him from the Sneh, Moshe, Moshe, and Moshe says, Hineni. And Hashem says, Al tikrav alom, don't come close, right? Shal nalecha, take off your shoes. Where you're standing is Admat Kodesh. I'm the God of your forefathers. Vayaster Moshe panav. Moshe's hiding his face, ki yare mehabit el Elokim. Moshe is afraid to look at Hashem. So Nechama wants to develop. Moshe's not in this totally rationalist mode right now. And all of a sudden Hashem asks him to save Bnei Israel. He's not only thinking about himself. He's also thinking about B'nai Yisrael. That why did all of a sudden, now look at Pasuk Zion, we're in Perek Gimel Pasuk Zion, for those who are doing the English, for Hebrew, we're on page the 55 column. Anybody want to help me for the 41. Page 41? Okay, I just want to make sure everyone sees. Double-sided, yes. So what do we have? Hashem says, Ra'o ra'iti et oni ami asher b'mitzrayim, ve'et zakatam, right? I'm seeing their oppression, and now I am going to finally go and save them. So what is Nechama saying? Nechama is saying, look at the difference between Rashbam's approach and Divrei Morenu Rashi, our teacher Rashi. Nechama was very invested in teaching Rashi, all the Parshanim. But she spent a lot of time, as we said, she started the idea, Makashela Rashi, understanding Rashi. Many of her students went on to be great Rashi scholars in trying to understand where he's from, what is he doing, what is his approach. So even though there's been a lot of advancement since a lot of the things that Nechama's doing, she really opened the door for the appreciation. When you read Parshanut, all Parshanim, and many of her students went to all different areas, but some of her first and earliest students became amazing Rashi scholars, like Sarah Kamin and Sarah Yafet, because Nechama really spent a lot of time, and she wanted also when students, whether they're young or our age or older, when we are approaching and learning Parshanut, to really understand what they are saying, how they are saying, what the questions that they have. So Nechama is saying, hands down, who is the king here? Who is our teacher? Morenu Rashi. She wants to say, yeah, Rashbam, you're thinking that's very logical. It's very pshat, and that would be the way to go. But she says, no, let's see what is Rashi's understanding here. And Rashi is really hitting the nail on the head, according to Nechama. Because what is Nechama saying? Moshe totally understands, right, his place in the world at this point. And he is finding, right, all of a sudden, him standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what does Hashem say to him? What does Hashem say to him? Why will you be successful? And again, it's not fair because Nechama breaks everything up, so it's hard for you to see all the psukim together. But now she says, what is Hashem's answer? Right? What is Hashem's answer? And Hashem's answer is, Ki eheye imach. Why are you going to be successful? Ki eheye imach. Because I'm going to be with you. So, okay, Hashem answers, Ki eheye imach, I'm going to be with you. That's how you'll be successful. Yeah, you on your own would not be successful, but you'll be successful because I will be with you. And what does Rashi explain? Lo shelchahi ki im mishali, which means I'm going to help you. You're right. You can't do this. Right? Rashi explains, Ki eheye imach, right? Which means, sorry, I'm going to be with you. It's Hashem. So Rashi is saying, yeah, how does Hashem make him feel better? Ki eheye imach. When Hashem answers him, I'm going to be with you. So to part one, right, we keep on going. To part one, who am I? I'm going to be with you. I'm going to tell you what to say. I am going to guide you. It's really all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what about the second part? What does Hashem answer? Hashem answers, "Behotziacha et ha'am mimitzrayim, ta'avdun et ha'elokim ala harazeh." So part one, Hashem answers, I'm going to be with you. Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Bet, the first part of the Pasuk, Ki eheye imach, I'm going to be with you. So, because you can't do this on yourself, by yourself. The second part is very interesting. Behotziacha ta'am, when you're going to take B'nai Yisrael out, because I'm with you, so you're going to take B'nai Yisrael out, ta'avdun et ha'elokim al haharazeh. What's Hashem's response? You're going to worship Hashem, ta'avdun et ha'elokim, you're going to worship Hashem al haharazeh. Which means, what's Hashem's answer? You're going to be worshiping Hashem on this mountain. Why are you taking them out? You're taking them out so they should worship me. So what is their zechut? What is their merit? That they're going to be Ovdei Hashem. So Nechama is saying, if you just look at these two psukim, right, you're going to say Rashbam is right. Which means, what's the only thing Moshe cares about? And Hashem is saying to him, it's only about himself, that he won't be able to do this. But if we look carefully, says Nechama, right? If you look at Rashi, Rashi's understanding the whole context. Number one, he's understanding that this is a disneh, and that Moshe is wondering what is going on with Bnei Yisrael. Now, Nechama doesn't bring it here, but it's very fascinating that when Moshe is arguing with the two Hebrews, the two individuals from Bnei Yisrael, and they say, Misam chali'is, Ish sar v'shofet alein. Who made you king? Right? Halahargeni ata omer kasher harakta ta mitzri. Are you saying you're going to kill me like you killed the mitzri? So what is one of Moshe's reactions? He says, now I understand why Hashem is not freeing this nation. Which means, I understand because they're a tough bunch. Which means, they're harsh. I understand why they're still enslaved. I'm trying to help them. And they're yelling at me. They're being mean to me. We also have this interesting idea of constantly the interface and the conflict between Moshe and Bnei Israel. They're constantly arguing with him, right? All of Sefer Bamidbar, some of Sefer Shemot, is this confrontation. So we also know that Rashi brings these Perushim in many different places, and especially when the two Hebrews are fighting, which means that what is Moshe's view, and Rashi agrees with this, that Bnei Israel really needs some zechuyot in order to be taken out of Mitzrayim. And what is going to be that zechut? What does Rashi say here? The pasuk of Hashem answering is, Botziacha ta'am hazeh mimitzrayim ta'avdun et ha'elokim ala harazeh. When you take Bnei Israel out of Mitzrayim, you're going to worship Hashem on this mountain. Because where is Moshe meeting Hashem at the sneh? On Har Chorev, on Har Sinai. So the idea is that Moshe is thinking about himself. Is he able to take Bnei Israel out of Mitzrayim? But he's also thinking that Bnei Israel also need a zchut, that he's going to be successful, and there's a reason Hashem's taking them out. So what is the answer? The answer is that Bnei Israel are going to worship Hashem on Har Sinai, that they are going to have zchuyot, they are going to be Hashem, and even though they're not even worthy maybe now yet, but they're going to be. So there are two reasons. One is because I promised the forefathers, I promised Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov that they're only going to be here a certain amount of time and then get out, but also they're going to have zchut atzmi, they're going to have their own merits because they're going to accept the Torah.
So here's my question on the logic that she's using. If you go according to Rashbam, which is pushing Pshat, so really the answer that she's given can go with that also. You could say together, who am I that I could take them out of, you know, that I can go to Paro, and who am I that I, and how will I be able to take them out of Mitzrayim? So the answer is, I'll be with you. That's the answer. How are you going to go to King? Because I'm going to be with you. How are you going to be able to take them out? Because I'm going to be with you. Hashem is going to be with you. That could be the answer to both those questions. And also, if you want to say, if you want to ask, well, why would I be able to take them out? Well, because Hashem Kitab Dun, because Hashem made a promise and they're going to worship. So her answers really answer both also. It could be proving Rashbam also. I don't really see that it's only answering Rashi's. I could see it as both views.
Correct. Which means anytime you want to expand the picture, you can, of course, show how it covers the other side as well. And Nechama is using Rashbam a little bit as a foil to show that you want to bring in the context. So she is moving Rashbam a little to a more of extreme position, the way she describes, but she wants to show this bigger approach in general, that, oh, you want to take the bigger picture of the text and context. So sometimes, like when you write a paper or when you have an argument, what do you do sometimes? You sharpen the other side in order to say your side in a little bit of a different way. But in general, she wants to show that Rashi's use of the midrash, or the bigger picture and the wider ideas, is really a very important method here. And many times she takes the Rashbam a little too much to the extreme because she wants to use him as a foil to Rashi. And also for her, calling him a Rodef HaPshat already and a rationalist is already a little bit of an extreme approach. So really, you're right. We have to give Rashbam slack here, but what Nechama wants to show here is the dichotomy. She wants to emphasize this difference because she wants to emphasize the approach of text and context. So she wants to elaborate on Rashi, and she wants to show, even though Rashi many times uses very few words, he's really understanding what the words are and what the whole context is. And if you see the direction that Rashi goes, right, he's giving us a very important message. But beyond that, what do we know about Nechama whenever she does an Iyun? What does she always end with?
Morality.
A moral message, a message. So for her message, also, Rashi works much better. Because what does Rashbam only focus on? She wants to say only about Moshe himself. Is he worthy? And Rashi, from the get-go, wants to emphasize also the importance of Am Yisrael, of their spiritual state. So what is Nechama doing? Let's go to Rashi. V'shesha alta, and you asked, we're in Gimel Yudbet, Mazchut yesh li Yisrael sheyetzu b'mitzrayim. Right, Rashi is setting it up from the beginning. Ah, Moshe's ability, Bnei Yisrael's chut. Moshe's ability, Bnei Yisrael's schut. So Rashi says, Vishesha alta, Moshe, you asked, what is the schut that Bnei Yisrael will have that they're going to go out of Mitzrayim? Davar gadol yeshli ala hotza'azo. I have something very big planned for them. Shehare atidim lekabel hatorah. Al hahar lisof shloshet chodashim sheyetzu mimitzrayim. What does Rashi want to emphasize here? Why am I taking them out of Mitzrayim? Not just to free them because I promised them. Not just because they're enslaved. What's the whole goal of Yitziat Mitzrayim? To get the Torah. So the whole point is, yes, they're going to worship Hashem on this mountain, but the whole reason I'm taking Bnei Yisrael, is to teach them Torah. Which means is to get the Torah. Which means Rashi is saying, Moshe is saying, so why are you taking them out? So they'll come out of Mitzrayim, they'll be free. What? So they'll be free out of Mitzrayim. Ah, but the goal is that they're going to receive the Torah. Which means the whole goal of freedom, the whole goal of your job, of your being a messenger, of your taking Bnei Yisrael out, is not just to free them and to convince Paro, but it's also to transform Bnei Yisrael to receive the Torah. Which means Rashi wants to transform this. Your goal is to take Bnei Yisrael out in order to receive the Torah. Which means without the goal of receiving the Torah, there's no reason to take Bnei Yisrael out in Mitzrayim. The two have to be hand in hand. And that's already from the first answer that Hashem gives. When Hashem is sending him on this mission, already baked into that first request is not only that Moshe should take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, but it's to accomplish the idea of them being a Mamlechet Kohanim, Goy Kadosh, worshipping Hashem on Har Sinai, getting the Torah, and really being Avadim to Hashem, which means being worshippers of Hashem. So Nechama wants to show that the Rashbam is linguistically correct, but the idea that taking Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim from the first request of Hashem already shows that what is the goal? That Bnei Yisrael are being freed to worship Hashem. And Moshe is going to be what? He is going to be the messenger. He is going to be the intermediary that's going to help that. But that Hashem wants this to happen in this way. So let's look carefully now at her last piece. So what is Nechama's last piece? She says, "Lo zchuti sheyesh lahem, ela tafkid," which means in the English, what is it? And mine, it's 56 in the Hebrew.
42.
So we're the last page of Nechama's piece. 42. So what is Nechama's message? It's not that Bnei Israel are being taken out of Mitzrayim because they have so many merits or they're so wonderful right now. What's the goal? The goal is that they are going to worship Hashem. And that is why they're taken out of Mitzrayim. So Nechama is saying, look at our day. What's happening in our day, she says? Coming out of Mitzrayim or any kind of experience of having independence. We only have independence, and we are coming out from the Holocaust, from the Galut, from the diaspora to Israel. What's our goal? It's not just to have independence. It's not just about being free. Why are we in Israel? Why are we free from HaKadosh Baruch, from the exile? Why are we being saved? Not just to be free, but to have an ultimate purpose. And what is that ultimate purpose? Avodat Hashem, service of Hashem. So Nechama is bringing this message. She's saying, yes, we can explain this in a pshat way, that, oh, Moshe is thinking about himself, and can he be this good messenger? But that's not what Hashem's really focusing on. And Rashi's understanding that. What is the message? The message is that freedom is about serving Hashem. Freedom is about being able to focus on our avodat Hashem, our service to Hashem. Whether we are a nation, whether we're this modern country of Israel, that we are in Israel, it's not just, oh, we have freedom. The goal of Israel, the goal of our lives, is to worship Hashem, to take on all Malchut Shamayim, all Torah u'mitzvot. And she ends with this beautiful pasuk that we all know very well. Asher hotzeiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, Liot Lachem Lelokim. And how do we end that? Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emet. So beautiful end, what Nechama wants to show, that what does it mean to be free? And why is Moshe taking Bnei Israel out? And why are we taken out? And what is freedom in general? Freedom is the ability to serve Hashem. Freedom is all about the ability to be able to be an Oved or Ovedet Hashem. And we say it every day. Why were we taken out of Mitzrayim? For Hashem to be our one God. Thank you very much.